Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
404-263-0941 or 515-39. That is the Jen and Friends text line. We want to hear from you. We got an email from a friend. Hey, friends, my sister has gotten me in trouble. My four-year-old son told her that he wanted to play with a baby doll. So she wants to be the best aunt ever and took him on a Target run. They came home with a baby alive doll and two Barbies. He loves them and is playing with them nonstop. Now my husband is furious. He does not want his son playing with girl toys, and he wants to take them away. Should I take away the toys or battle with my husband? Thanks, friends. That's from Lauren. Producer Janine, what's your first reaction?
Take a deep breath and calm first. It bothers me because, one, the kid doesn't know they're girl toys, mm-hmm. and two, baby dolls and stuff are about, like, wanting to, like, have a little kid one day. You're romanticizing playing house and everything. Are you saying it's girly for a boy to, like, want to be a parent one day? That's weird, too. Like, why are you making a big deal out of it? The kid doesn't know why it's a big deal. So to make it a big deal bothers me. I think you got to fight it out.
I'm trying to put myself in the husband's shoes.
Yeah.
Bringing home a four-year-old. I have a daughter. I'm trying to think if they brought her home with all these G.I. Joes and Transformers and she wants to play with these boy toys. I think at that age, you just know what looks fun. You just
right.
know that mm-hmm. looks like a good mm-hmm. time.
Yep.
You don't know the marketing scheme behind a Barbie and a Shopkin versus a Transformer and an Avenger doll. But I kind of understand as the husband, if he grows up playing with Barbies, whether it's fair or not fair, those are going to be issues that he's going to have to deal with. And that is something that he's going to have to fight. And maybe the husband just wants to protect him moving forward. But at 4 years old, a kid doesn't know what a Barbie is. A kid just knows that that looks fun. 404-263-0941. Let's go to line one. Monica calling from Sandy Springs. Thanks for calling Jennifer Friends in group therapy.
Hey, friends.
Hey, yeah, friend.
That father absolutely has the right to be angry that his son is playing with dolls. I mean, she is projecting her gender identity views on that child. You know, what's next? Is she going to buy him dresses and make him makeup because she thinks he will enjoy it? I mean,
see, you can't even put
this little boy gay.
It's going to make the little boy what?
It's going to turn him gay regardless if he is or not.
Look, let me tell you something. I'm going to start off because, you know, I don't have a dog in this race because I don't have kids. But when I was a kid, I did not play with dolls. I had a racetrack. I had my trains. I had my airplanes. I had my trucks. Did I ever at any point during my childhood want to play with a doll? No, ma'am, I did not. Do I have a desire to play with one now? No. But what if a little girl comes to you, your little girl, your little niece, and she wants a BB gun? She wants a G.I. Joe figurine. Let's not call it a doll. Let's call it a figurine in trucks. Now, how would you treat this situation? And you think that...
Say no.
So...
Say no?
Say no.
I had a little kid yellow Jeep, and I drove that. I felt like such a power and control over what I wanted to do. And then I went home and played with my Barbies, too. But I also kind of ripped off their heads. I don't think that's girly. But I think maybe the husband's coming out of fear. So do you confront it and cause an argument where maybe it's just a miscommunication?
Sounds like Monica thinks that by buying the little boy girl dolls, that it's going to turn the boy gay.
Right.
I think that's a bit of an extreme
to
opinion.
Me, that's insane.
But that's why we're here for group therapy. 404-263-0941. Should she take away the toys or battle with her husband about her son playing with girl dolls? We'll talk about that next in group therapy. Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends. Mark Owens, Curtis Lay, producer Janine, Jen Hobby under the weather today. Got this email from a friend. My sister took my 4-year-old son on a Target run. They came home with Barbie dolls. Now my husband is furious. He doesn't want his son playing with quote-unquote girl toys. Should I take away the toys or battle with my husband? That is from our friend Lauren, and she is leaning on y'all for help. Kara on line one, calling in from Johns Creek. Kara, thanks for calling Group Therapy.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just wanted to say that I grew up playing with boy toys my entire childhood. Every time we went through McDonald's, I wanted the boy toy from the Happy Meal. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anything to do with Barbie dolls or baby dolls or anything. And looky here, I'm straight, and I know I'm a female.
Right.
Kara, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Rachel calling in from Tucker.
Just wanted to say to the lady that just called, I guess, Monica.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have kids. I hope you really don't think that whatever piece of plastic they play with determines their sexual orientation later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's sad, especially to that little kid, like, if you take away the toys, he's just going to think that whatever his aunt got him isn't good enough or for some reason is bad. So now you're already giving them a prejudice at such an early age. Like, what is the point?
And I think she brought up a good point. Like, some people think that the type of plastic and the way that it looks adjusts these things and changes these types of things. And I think that that's where the husband is coming from, is this fear of something that he doesn't understand and is oversimplifying.
And Monica called up and said, agreed with the husband and said, you need to take those away because it's going to turn him gay. Angie and Marietta, thanks for calling Jen and Friends.
This is for Monica and the wife. Listen, first, Monica, no, it doesn't matter what toys they play with. If they're going to be gay, they're going to be gay. If they're going to be straight, they're going to be straight. You have no control over that. I'm sorry. It is right. What it is. Toys do not determine gender identity or sexual orientation. I think that is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard. And then to the wife, baby girl, you need to live your truth. You need to protect your son. You need to talk to your husband. And I don't know if maybe he has some underlying issues on his own with gender identity or sexual orientation. I'm not accusing him of anything. But baby girl, listen, if your son wants to play with dolls, if your son wants to play with G.I. Joe, you go out and get him the best dolls that you can find and the best G.I. Joe dolls that you can find.
I love it.
There it is.
There it is.
You have it.
And Curtis, I want to talk to you on this one, though. As a gay man, you didn't grow up wanting to play with Barbies. You wanted to play with what you wanted to play with.
Right. I wanted what everyone considered to be as a boy toy. I had my trains. I had my planes. I had my remote control cars or whatever. I love those toys. My BB guns, whatever. Never had a desire to play with it all. But guess what? I'm as gay as 8 lords a-leaping. You know, but a toy that I played with is not going to determine my sexuality.
And especially at 4 years old. You know what looks fun on that shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
Text line. Is blowing up, Janine.
Blowing up. All right, Mina from Snellville, she says, I've never wanted to call in so bad in an entire show's history. Is that lady that said the girls' toys will turn her gay child an idiot? I have a girl and a boy. They both play with each other's toy. I'm not going to stop my son from playing with a doll or his sister's kitchen set because it's for, quote, girls. Or my daughter from playing with my son's because it labels them as a boy toy. Bye, Felicia.
All right, Nicole and Smyrna, you'll be the last call on this.
Hi.
Hey, friend.
I'm calling because I have a 4-year-old son, and he wanted a baby doll for Christmas. That was the only thing he asked for. My husband had a hard time at first because he's kind of a guy's guy, but I explained to him at school, they play house, they play daddy. Aww. He likes to play the brother because he doesn't have any brothers or sisters. So we got him a baby doll, and all he wanted to do was play house with it. He kept asking me if he's the mom, my husband is his dad. He was the older, and he would, you know, hold it and cradle it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it because it shows them how to take care of a baby.
My heart.
That is incredible. That just touched my heart. Now, who's going to buy me the 50th anniversary Barbie for my birthday?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.